Text B. Mum's first attempt at matchmaking ended in dismal failure. People say as a woman approaches middle age, she interests herself in young people's love affairs and likes matchmaking. If this is true, I hope this first failure would discourage Mum from acquiring such an interest. I really don't know why she should have gone to such lengths to try and bring those two young people together. It was a fruitless and thankless job, doomed from the start because both parties put impossible demands on the opposite side. The man, Xiaoliu, is about 30 and works in Mum's office, apparently a very promising young man with an MA degree. Because he is very choosy, he has never been able to find a wife and is beginning to get worried as he will soon be over 30. The girl works in Dad's office and is 28. She is also a college graduate and very good at her work. She is quite pretty and has a very strong character. She too has not been able to find a husband because she is too choosy. Mum had thought innocently that however choosy they might have been, they would surely be satisfied this time. So she invited them over to meet in our house. She even went to the trouble of cooking them a delicious dinner. But Mum's pains were not rewarded. I don't know how they appreciated Mum's dinner, but they certainly didn't appreciate each other. Xiaowu could only meet two of Xiaoliu's numerous demands. She is pretty, and she has a college degree. But besides that, he also wants the girl to be under 25, to be gentle and docile, a perfect housewife. He thought Xiaowu had too strong a character, and that he wouldn't be able to control her. On the other hand, he fared even worse in Xiaowu's eyes, having met only one of her demands. He is a postgraduate student, which is one of her prerequisites for a future husband, and this seems to be the only thing in his favour. She wants her future husband to be an overseas Chinese, or at least to have relatives overseas, so that she could go abroad someday. Also, she wants the man to be around 1.75 metres in height, and Xiaoliu is only 1.68 metres. I've heard people say that nowadays girls consider any young man under 1.7 metres as a semi-handicapped. Thank God, I'm already 1.73 metres, and with any luck I can grow another 5 centimetres. A most respectable height. But I don't have any relatives abroad, though. Mum was most annoyed, and put all the blame on the girl. What more does she want? She should realise that she's already 28, and she'll never find such an eligible young man again. Mum never mentioned a word about Xiaoliu's own objections. Who told you to help such an arrogant young man? Xiaowu is 100 times better than he is. Any sensible young man would have jumped at the chance. Jump at the chance? I bet you wish you could jump at the chance yourself. Dad didn't know whether to laugh or to be angry. Additional information. A 50-year-old woman could not help crying when she heard a story, written by her husband, over the radio, recalling the early days of their marriage. The story by Shen Li Jun, a senior lecturer at the Changsha Commercial School in this capital of Hunan Province, depicted how he, then a college graduate, met and married his wife, Long Hui Lan, when he was labelled a right-winger and forced to work in a neighbourhood factory in the 1960s. Shen said, "In those days, I dared not fall in love with any girls because of my inferior political status, and married the first girl who was willing." The couple confessed they did have differences of interests. After Shen became a lecturer, most of his visitors were intellectuals, Long said. After serving them a cup of tea, I had nothing to say and sat aside. Because of their cultural background, I could not get a word in edgeways during the chats. By and by, I came to see a gap between us. According to Shen, he and his wife also had different ways to teach their children. I did not like the way she treated our children, spoiling them and then beating them if they did not study well or listen to her. But whenever I came across contradictions with my wife in daily life, Shen explained, I like to recall those days of hardship we shared together, and this has become a spiritual support to us. Shen is a typical example among the middle-aged people in China, an official of the Changsha City Radio said. The radio has opened a special program to help middle-aged couples deepen their love by reviewing the past and exchanging experiences. The program has become popular with listeners and has received hundreds of letters from people from all walks of life. He Ying Tsai, a judge of the Hunan Provincial Higher People's Court, said middle-aged couples account for one-third of those married in the province. Traditionally, the marriage of young people was arranged by their parents, and couples paid more attention to each other's family background and political affiliation than their own feelings. As a result, many couples have no feelings for each other, though they have been married for years. According to statistics, about one quarter of the 27,000 couples divorced last year were middle-aged. Rong Xuqin, an official of the Hunan Provincial Women's Federation, said although the divorce rate among middle-aged people is lower than among people of other ages, this does not mean that their family lives are harmonious. For the sake of their children, many people try to make the best of it. It is our duty to help them form harmonious families because social stability depends on the stability of families, she said. Tang Xiyun, a sociologist specializing in marriage and women, noted that Chinese families may not be formed on the basis of feelings, but feelings for each other are the key to stabilizing a family.